and so he gradually worked his way up until, by 444 BC, a number as beautiful as the time it represents, he was, in effect, the city's sole ruler. His chief concern was that Athens should maintain its power at sea, and this he achieved through alliances with other Ionian cities, who paid Athens for its protection. In this way, the Athenians grew rich and could at last afford to make use of their great gifts. And now I can hear you asking, but what exactly did they do that was so great? And I can only say, everything. But two things interested them most, and these were truth and beauty. Their assemblies had taught the Athenians how to discuss all matters openly, with arguments for and against. This was good training in learning how to think. Soon they were using arguments and counter-arguments, not just when they were debating everyday matters like whether or not to increase taxation, but in discussions about the whole of nature.